This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, first name Alexis, A-L-E-X-I-S. The date of birth, September 23rd, 1981. Date of evaluation, December 12th, 2025. The chief complaint, 44-year-old African-American female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for a gastric sleeve. The HBI. The patient is noted to have history of hypertension, end-stage renal disease, and is dialyzed Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday period. She further has history of obesity and is now scheduled for gastric sleeve surgery period. She requires cardiac clearance period. She has history of congestive heart failure and was hospitalized approximately 3 years ago with CHF. Since that time, she has had no chest pain, but developed shortness of breath whenever she misses dialysis or become fluid overloaded, period. She is able to walk approximately 5 blocks without symptoms, period. The past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number end-stage renal disease, next number obesity, next number congestive heart failure, past surgical history, left AV fistula, catheter placement for dialysis. The medications, clonidine 0.3 milligrams, 1 TID, carvedilol 25 milligrams, 1 TID, Losartan 100 milligrams one daily, Sevelamer 800 milligrams TID with meals, Sensibar 3 times weekly, vitamin D 1 daily, Renovite 1 daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, parents had diabetes, mother had both myocardial infarction and diabetes, father had CVA. The social history, patient notes occasional alcohol use. She notes the use of edible marijuana. She previously smoked marijuana heavily, but currently denies same. The review of systems. She reports mild weight loss, respiratory, she has cough, dyspnea and wheezing occasionally, gastrointestinal, she reports heartburn, occasional diarrhea and constipation, she has history of hiatal hernia, genitourinary. She is dialyzed. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs. Blood pressure 166/97, pulse 74, respiratory rate 20, height 69 inches, weight 293.6 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The abdomen is obese, period, exam, otherwise unremarkable. The ECG demonstrate sinus rhythm 64 beats per minute. There is left atrial enlargement. There is left ventricular hypertrophy with repolarization abnormality. The QT interval is noted to be prolonged. The QT corrected is 483 milliseconds period. There is ST/T with changes secondary to strain period. The overall impression, 44-year-old female with a history of hypertension, end-stage renal disease, and obesity, period. She has distant history of congestive heart failure, period. She is noted to have a mildly abnormal EKG with prolonged QT interval, period. The QT prolongation, while slightly abnormal, does not preclude her surgical treatment period. In this setting, she is noted to be taking carvedilol 25 milligrams TID, and the QT prolongation most likely is related to same period. Despite the above, her blood pressure remains uncontrolled, and I have added amlodipine 5 milligrams daily to her regimen. Patient is otherwise felt to be clinically cleared for her procedure. Signed, Dr. Rawlington Ferguson.